Morning, this is Murray. It's Classic Hits 4CA. A special guest, I spoke to her about probably 3 or 4 months ago now, the Chief Financial Officer. She's got a few commercial titles as well. It's Simone Saunders from Air North joining me in studio this morning. Good morning, Simone. How are you this morning?
Very well, yes. Great to be here.
Nice to have you back here in the tropical north. And it's a little bit warmer, but it's looking a little bit more like southeast Queensland weather today, isn't it?
Absolutely. We've come across from Darwin, so we're quite enjoying it. It's a little bit cooler over here, which is nice.
Yeah. And at least compared to our last studio, you can see outside, so it's a little bit different as well.
Beautiful new studio.
But look, welcome back. And it was interesting, you know, because I was thinking about you guys just a few weeks ago. I was talking to our locally very well-known race caller, Bluey Forsyth, and he'd specially taken an Air North connection from Cairns directly down to Toowoomba to enjoy the races. And look, there's so many aspects. Not only can people take that option onto Melbourne as well, but with sporting events and so many other reasons, there's some real opportunities that are arising as a result of this connection between Cairns, Toowoomba, and of course the rest of the Air North network as well.
Yeah, no, we're seeing some great response to the new services, and people are definitely travelling up to Cairns at the moment to take advantage of the warm weather here. But later in the year, I think the opportunity comes up for residents of Cairns to be able to travel down to Toowoomba. They've got a great carnival of flowers later in the year, potentially that's in September. You move on to Melbourne, you've got spring racing in Melbourne, and then you've also got obviously football season down there for the followers. So it's a great opportunity. The area of Toowoomba also is really going ahead as far as a food and wine sort of region. So you've got the Stanthorpe region there. I mean, great in Carnarvon Gorge, and also the Bunya Mountains for a family holiday, which is something a little bit different.
And look, I mean, especially in those summer months when it's just unbearably hot up here, that opportunity to be able to get away and go somewhere that, you know, gives the opportunity to see so much. You've got that you know, I guess, that rural, that regional area directly in Toowoomba, and then on to Melbourne as well for that big city experience. It really is a wonderful thing. But it's also a two-way street. There's a lot of people that are actually coming up from that region. We've got the Cairns Amateurs, speaking of races as well. There's so many events for people to come up and enjoy the sunshine here as well.
No, most definitely. And I mean, it's a 2-hour service, so it's really nice and easy for families not having to travel into Brisbane if they do want to come up to Cairns. I mean, we've got fares for just under $160, so great opportunity for both markets and to be able to travel. The other piece that Cairns has, you've got a plethora of connections up into Asia, so for families from Toowoomba to also travel up here, spend a few days in Cairns, and potentially, you know, use one of the services up into Asia as well. So rather than having to travel to Brisbane, and they can sort of do two pieces of a holiday.
Yeah. And it was interesting too, you know, I was talking to somebody who lived, I think he's possibly out near, must be out towards Ipswich. I think it could be Pinjarra Hills, Mount Crosby area. And he was complaining vehemently and very bitterly for me, for his wife, to get into town to go to Brisbane for work. It's such a difficult, long, long day. Even if with the Western Arterial Road, there's some road improvements that they've done on that southwestern side of Brisbane. It's helped, but it's still a really difficult problem. And I guess one of the things that's come up with this option to go from Cairns directly into Toowoomba as well, for people that have friends, family in that real growth area to the southwest of Brisbane, going through Brisbane, trying to get through the city area, but actually coming through the back way there, coming through to Toowoomba, you get the beautiful arrival, nice, cool area, and of course, and coming through some of that, some of the country areas into the back of the Ipswich area, that is a real opportunity instead of going through the old Brisbane way. So, I mean, that's another thing that I think people are starting to realise as well.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And there's a large road infrastructure project. Mm. There's a new road that's going to go right behind where the Toowoomba Wellcamp Airport is built, which will take you directly back to towards those Brisbane regions, but also alternatively, if you need to get out to visit friends and relatives out towards that Warwick, Roma, Dalby, perfect opportunity to cut your travel time to get out there as well.
Excellent. We've got to get to news. It's been wonderful to talk to you this morning. Thank you so much for your time. Chief Financial Officer for Air North, it's Simone Saunders. Thank you so much for your time. Have a wonderful day and enjoy your day in Cairns. Hopefully you'll see a bit of sunshine. I think you'll see a little bit.
Perfect. I think we've got a lunch event here, so very much looking forward to that as well.
Good luck to you.
Cheers. Bye.
And in just a couple of seconds, crossing to John McKenzie live this morning, doing the program from Kazali.